AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea Handler. This is where I get to spend a week talking shit about all the whack jobs and hot messes out there, but I do it sitting behind a desk because I'm a professional. There's a lot of exciting news that transpired over the weekend, and I'm also on ecstasy, so let's get this party started. Let's kick things off with the big story that burst into the news over the weekend. Someone in China had a big birthday party and lost one of their balloons.
Another major story this morning, the ongoing drama surrounding that Chinese spy balloon shot down off the South Carolina coast this weekend.
As Navy divers search for debris, this video shows what appears to be part of the balloon being brought back to shore Sunday. The balloon, with a payload the size of 3 buses, first entered U.S. airspace over the Aleutian Islands last Tuesday. It moved to Canada, re-entering U.S. airspace over Idaho. Once the balloon reached the Atlantic coast, it was shot down with a single Sidewinder missile from an F-22 fighter jet.
They got it.
Boom!
I ordered the Pentagon to shoot it down on Wednesday as soon as possible. They decided that the best time to do that was as it got over water.
Wow. Joe Biden really liked giving that announcement. He hopped off his big, strong plane and he walked over with his aviator sunglasses, looking like a real tough guy popping a balloon. Giving off some serious Top Gun Maverick vibes. The straight kind. Honestly, though, poor Joe Biden. Obama got to order the assassination of bin Laden, and all he gets to do is murder a bag of helium. And as you heard, this balloon was the size of 3 buses. I love measuring things in buses. And for the rich people out there who don't know what a bus is, they're those big yellow vehicles that bring Matt Gaetz's girlfriends to school. So the balloon went over Alaska. Alaska, and then it went through Canada and then into U.S. airspace. And by the way, Canada, thanks for the heads up on that. Canada saw the balloon and they were like, oh, look, one of those Chinese lanterns. And I hope that balloon wasn't spying on Canada, because there is nothing suspicious going on there. Unless you want aerial shots of moose getting each other from behind, you can move on. And as usual, America went haywire and brought out way too much firepower to address this problem. They brought two fighter jets and shot a missile through a balloon. Was that really necessary? Couldn't we have just hired another hot air balloon to float by and shoot it with a BB gun? Or just waited for it to get stuck in a ceiling fan? Did we really need the fighter jets to turn this thing into the world's saddest used condom? But hey, why not shoot it when you have a $1 trillion defense budget and all these rock-hard missiles lying around? Trump must be so jealous. What I don't get is, why does China even need to send this balloon in the first place? They're already spying on us with TikTok. Is it possible that the Chinese spies became the first people ever to get sick of TikTok? Were they like, I swear to God, if I see one more basic bitch make lasagna in a slow cooker? China, if you're listening, which you obviously are, next time, why don't you make your balloon the color blue so we can't see it in the sky? Or if you're gonna make it white, at least write the moon on it. No one here will know the difference. I certainly won't. In other exciting news, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a.k.a. Capitol Storming Barbie, hates her job, which is so funny because the rest of us also hate her having her job.
Becoming a member of Congress has made my life miserable. The nature of this job, it keeps members of Congress and senators in Washington so much of the time, too much of the time, to be honest with you, that we don't get to go home and spend more time with our families, our friends, all in our district, or maybe just be regular people, because this job is so demanding and it's turned into practically year round.
First of all, you're not a regular person, you moron. You're a congressperson because you campaigned and somehow won, which requires you to work year round. I also don't want to work year round, and that's why I don't. To quote Kim K for a second, get your f-ing ass up and work! The point is, if you don't like being in Congress, then go work at Foot Locker, bitch. But that's not even the worst part of what she said. This is.
I have people come up to me and say crazy things to me out of the blue in public places that they believe because they read it on the internet.
Well, if that's not the pot calling the kettle QAnon. This woman thought 9/11 was a hoax, that the Clintons killed JFK Jr., and that Jews are in charge of space lasers. But please, don't come at her with some crazy ideas. She might believe them. Anyway, moving along. Luckily for MTG, we can't spend the whole entire show talking about her because she has a coworker who is even more unstable. I'm talking about the broke, millionaire, half-black, gay, Jewish volleyball star drag queen, George Santos. And believe it or not, his resume keeps growing. Just this week, he's been accused of groping an aide. And I will say, this is the first thing about him that makes him sound like he does belong in Congress. Things are really starting to click for him. But before we could even let that sink in, we got hit with this other crazy lie.
Meanwhile, George Santos was also a Broadway producer. At least that's what the embattled lawmaker allegedly told potential donors when he was running for office in 2021. Bloomberg reports Santos told supporters that he was a producer on the short-lived Broadway production Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark. The office of the play's producer confirmed that Santos did not work on it. The play only ran for a short time and was plagued with technical issues and actor injuries. It lost millions of dollars during its run and, frankly, a curious choice for Santos to lie about. A spokesman for the show said, quote, "Of all the tribulations the producers of Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark had to endure, we are very pleased, proud, and relieved to report that working with George Santos is not one of them."
I do not get this dude. How could he lie so much and not get better at lying? Like, why would you pick the most embarrassing Broadway show to lie about? That's like saying, you heard of the Titanic? I was the captain. But maybe this guy is smarter than he looks, because each new scandal makes you forget about the last one. I've already forgotten that he stole money from a dead dog. That's right, you heard me. He stole from a dog and then ghosted that dog. Who ghosts a dog? We've only known this guy for like 5 weeks. How are we already on season 19 of his scandals? I feel like I need to put his scandals to, like, a We Didn't Start the Fire so I can remember them. 9/11, volleyball, Spider-Man, dead dog. And finally, some good news for all the people who've been waiting for the world to end. This weekend, we almost got there.
And now to the other big story we are following, the dangerous Arctic blast that is smashing records across the Northeast. Many spots haven't felt temperatures this brutally cold in decades.
Wind chills in Portland reaching minus 45, and in Boston, 39 below. Uncharted territory for both cities. The once-in-a-generation cold reaching the peak of nearby Mount Washington, where it felt like a jaw-dropping minus 108.
We've got frequent gusts near 80 miles per hour.
Meteorologist Francis Tarazowicz measures conditions outside every hour.
Before I really knew what was going on, my legs seemed to have been knocked out from underneath me, and I was on the ground.
The Mount Washington Observatory's live stream showed the intense conditions. NASA says the top of the mountain was slightly colder than the average on Mars.
I don't understand what colder than Mars means. Use a reference that ordinary Americans can understand. Was it colder than three buses? I hope it's not so cold that Elon Musk won't be able to masturbate when he gets there. For more on this extreme weather, let's go live to Mount Washington, where Dulce Sloan is on location.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. I'm in my bed.
But you were supposed to report on the record low temperatures in New Hampshire.
Listen, white lady, you got the wrong one, okay? You needed me to go to a mountaintop to tell you that negative 108 degrees is cold? You know how I knew it was cold outside? Because the Uber Eats man told me it was cold. And that's all I need to know.
Well, how are you supposed to report on the wind if you're in bed? You need to be outside.
No, ma'am. I know your tricks, okay? The only reason anybody wants a reporter out in this kind of weather is to watch them fall and laugh at them. Nope. You're not slick. I can't fall down if I'm laying down. Ha! Checkmate.
You really think as a woman I would put another woman in that situation?
Bitch, I don't know you. I give you the benefit of the doubt. Next thing I know, I'm falling off a mountain like a frozen Mufasa. If you want to report on a cold, you go outside, blonde lady. I mean, you look like you can handle it. You look like that bitch from Frozen anyway.
But I have to be here at the desk.
You hear this woman? She says you gotta be at the desk.
Who are you talking to?
None of your business. I'm not at work.
But you are at work.
Listen. There's too much shit going on outside, okay? Fires, floods, balloon parts falling from the sky like a bad porno. I'm an inside reporter now. Okay, like, just there's plenty to report on here. It's 71 degrees. I'm watching Scandal on Netflix. And we're seeing a massive pileup of dishes in the sink, which is not my fault. I can't do the dishes. I'm at work.
Dulce, you're putting me in a bad spot here. I was hoping for some or any reporting on Mount Washington.
Oh, don't worry. Listen. I'm a professional, okay? Listen, I can get you a report on Mount Washington. I got my sources right here. Let's see. You know my Uber Eats driver. I sent him there to get the scoop. I will message him now. What's up with that mountain? Is it cold as shit? Oh, he sent me a video. He fell down. Because I tell you what, it won't be me, bitch.
Thanks for nothing, Dulce.
You're welcome.
Dulce Sloan, everybody. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the latest diet fad that lets you lose weight and kill someone. So don't go away.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Most Americans, you love trying to lose weight while not losing any weight. But now there's a new drug that really causes weight loss. There's just one small downside.
You may have seen photos of celebrities and others showing off dramatic weight loss. Some say it's diet and exercise, yet millions openly credit drugs used to treat obesity and diabetes for getting so skinny.
Ozempic is a drug that was developed to treat diabetes, but in recent months, demand for that drug has soared because one of its side effects is weight loss. Many are now calling for this trend to end because it's causing a shortage in medicine that they desperately need. The company that makes Ozempic blames the shortage on intermittent supply disruptions. Company also said while doctors might be prescribing Ozempic for weight loss, the company does not promote doing so.
Come on. Stop stealing medication from diabetes patients. If you want to lose weight, just do a juice cleanse and spend the next 3 days on the toilet like a normal person. But I'll tell you what, if Ozempic isn't going to be able to stop celebrities from taking it for weight loss, they could at least change their ads to warn diabetics about it.
People with type 2 diabetes are excited about how Ozempic treats blood sugar and weight loss.
Thanks to Ozempic, I have a ton more energy now, which I need to fight off the hordes of Real Housewives trying to steal my Ozempic.
I said get back, Lisa!
All it takes is one dose per week and a panic room to hide from all the TikTok influencers. I'm not going out like Billy. They stripped him to his bones for his Ozempic. He even did a little TikTok dance while they did it.
Ozempic is not for everyone. If you are not prepared to kill for Ozempic, it may not be right for you. Check with your doctor to see if you're healthy enough for extended fist fighting. In the event of a celebrity attack, Ozempic's sleek pen can be hidden inside your rectum, preventing theft.
Ozempic has given me the freedom to live my... Oh, shit, it's Chelsea Handler!
I needed to host the Daily Show!
Ask your doctor about Ozempic today.
Thanks, Ozempic.
Thanks, Ozempic!
Thanks, Ozempic.
I don't have it, I swear!
That's what everybody says.
Ozempic, you'll probably survive
it.
When we come back, Senator Raphael Warnock will be joining me on the show, so don't go away.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
My guest tonight is a U.S. Senator and senior pastor of the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. He's here to talk about his new children's book, Put Your Shoes On and Get Ready. Please welcome Senator Raphael Warnock. I'm so delighted to be sitting down with you. You are just a star of the Democratic Party, and I am just so delighted to be sitting here with you because who wasn't rooting for you that I knew? No one. That was a very tight race that you were in.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here, and I'm proud of what Georgia did.
Yeah. An election, you don't have a runoff or a special election or any election for the next 6 years?
That's right. My name was on the ballot 5 times in 2 years. So clearly I wanted this doggone job. And finally I have a 6-year term.
Yeah, that's very refreshing news for all of us, so we never have to deal with that sort of chicanery again. I'm excited that you wrote a book. It's called Put Your Shoes On and Get Ready, which is about you growing up in a household. You were one of 12 children.
That's right.
And you were number 11?
One of 12 children in my family. I'm number 11 out of 12. My parents were both preachers. Clearly, they read the scripture. Be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah. Well, it was also nice of you. I mean, did you write a children's book so that Herschel Walker would be able to read it?
I have two small children. My daughter is 6, and my son is 4. And the title of the book, Put Your Shoes On and Get Ready, is something my dad told me every morning. He had a fierce work ethic. You didn't sleep late in his house. And every day he said, get up, put your shoes on and get ready. And it's something I passed on to my children. And for me, it represents preparation, but also a sense of purpose and the recognition that all of us have a place, I believe, in the world. We've got gifts and things we're supposed to do. And I'm fighting every day to make sure that every kid has a place in America.
And you're also pretty hard to be able to work across party lines and work with a lot of Republicans that would a normal person would think was too hard to work with. People like Ted Cruz, you're working with him on something, I know. I want to ask you, like, how do you operate that? Like, how does that work for you?
Well, I'm a pastor, so, you know, I'm used to inviting whosoever will. I'm used to working with all kinds of folks, and I have found that in the Congress, yeah, we have our differences. They're real, but you're right. I did an amendment with Ted Cruz. He and I are on the Commerce Committee together. I disagree with him most of the time. Honestly, some days I'm sitting there listening like, really? But as it turns out, one day, there was something he wanted to get done that I also wanted to get done. We couldn't get it done in committee. We had to take it to the floor of the Senate. And the night we passed the bipartisan infrastructure bill, he stood on his side of the aisle arguing about why he thought we should do it. I stood up on my side arguing why I thought we should also do it. And then I closed with words I never imagined hearing myself say. In closing, I'd like to associate myself with the words of the senator from Texas. My colleagues, I think half of them didn't know what was in the amendment, but they said, if he's for it and he's for it, let's pass it. It passed overwhelmingly. And it was just an amendment to get us closer to building a highway out that goes through Texas, but it also goes through Georgia. And even in this divided time, I think that there's a highway that runs through our humanity that's bigger than partisan politics. It's certainly bigger than race. And if we build out the highway, everybody can get to where they need to go. I think that's my job as a legislator, and I think that's the job of every citizen, to try to find common ground to get the work done.
And considering the state of politics and the divisiveness of, you know, where we are right now in this country, I mean, are you hopeful about voting rights? I know that's something that you're working hard for, and that you're also with police brutality, that you guys had a caucus with the president. How do you see these things playing out in this time?
Look, change is slow. It's difficult. It comes in fits and starts. But we have to keep working at it. So I'm not about to lose hope. I mean, if the preacher loses hope, then we're in a dangerous place. So I'm not about to lose hope. I was John Lewis's pastor. He didn't have any reason to believe that he could win. I think we look back at the civil rights movement and we act as if these victories were inevitable, when in fact they were quite improbable. They kept fighting the good fight. He fought until the very end. Who am I to give up? And I was disappointed that we didn't get voting rights done last Congress, but I'm not about to stop fighting. The last time we passed voting rights in this country, it passed under a Republican president. It passed the Senate, I think, 96-0. Some of those folks are still in the Congress. And democracy for me is not just one issue alongside other issues. It's the framework in which we get to fight for everything we care about: climate change, the issues around police brutality, giving people access to affordable health care. All of these things are fought for within the framework of our democracy. And so I'm going to keep fighting until we get voting rights done.
Speaking on the subject of books, we have a governor in Florida who is trying to ban books and trying to ban critical race theory. And let's just talk for a second about how damaging that is for little children growing up in this country.
Oh, I think it's quite unfortunate. And we have to reject the idea that our children will be so traumatized by the truth of our complicated American story that they can't bear it. The script, forgive the preacher for quoting scripture, but Jesus said, you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. And all stories are complicated. All families have complicated stories. And so does the American family. And all of us have to push back against this idea that education is the enemy. All of us, red, yellow, brown, black, and white. Black history is the American story. And that's why I wrote this book. I deal with the issue of race in this book, so I don't know if my book would be banned or not. But I'll tell you, as a dad, I was trying to figure out how to talk to my kids about what I know they will encounter. And I think I deal with it in a way that honors the legacy of my dad, who, as I talk about in the book, was he served in the Army during the World War II era, all stateside. And one day he was asked to give up his seat on a public bus while wearing his soldier's uniform. For some, the skin he was wearing was more important than the uniform he was wearing, and so he had to give up his seat. That's a part of the American story. But here's the other part of the American story. My dad had to give up his bus seat. Now I have a seat in the United States Senate, a kid who grew up in public housing. Only in America is my story possible, and we can't give in to the demagogues. We can't give in to those who peddle in division, because people who have no vision traffic in division. We have to fight for that grand American covenant, e pluribus unum, out of many one. That's what makes our country great. And I'm deeply honored to represent the people of Georgia.
Yeah, yeah. And the people of Georgia are honored to have you, because you instilled so much faith in them when the race was tight and you had another election against you-know-who. You said, I believe the people of Georgia will make the right decision, and they did make the right decision. So it all ended up in the way that it should. And so, yeah, you're a pleasure to have serving in the United States Senate. It's great to watch you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Put your shoes on and get ready. It's available now. Senator Raphael Warnock. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Powerful earthquakes struck Turkey and Syria this morning, prompting a massive rescue operation. IHH Humanitarian Relief Foundation teams are on the ground starting search and rescue activities. If you can help them in their work, please donate at the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.